Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. We are winding down our Hollywood week, and we are expecting Miss Karen Covell to call in. She was very busy this week, and she's always busy. I know she's very, very busy, and it's going to be an honor to have her on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio because she has so much information about Hollywood, and she's a prayer warrior, and she takes care of serious business. And I believe that she is with us now. Karen, are you there?
Hi, Ruth.
How are you doing, dear?
Fine. Thanks for having me. It worked.
Oh, it worked.
I love it. You're
I
so good.
Oh, hey, you know, we're all in this thing together. You know, Breaking News Journal was formed so that we could have a voice out there to people who don't know that we're out there or the heartland of America, so we could give them information that they know nothing of and get them plugged into the arenas that they need to be plugged into or that they want to or that they're desiring to know more information about. And I know that you've been in Hollywood for a long, long time, and this week was Hollywood week for Breaking News Journal on Air, so we have producers and publicists and people like that on Breaking News Journal. And I know that you and I will work together in Hollywood and Women and Film, and I remember your face and everything, and it's like, how could we have passed each other by?
Isn't that crazy? Because I know you and your voice and your face and everything, and thought, why didn't we spend more time together? Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that.
That's right.
You know, that's why we, you know, we're doing the things that we're doing now. You started Hollywood, the Hollywood Prayer Network in 2001?
Yes, July of 2001.
And it's absolutely just gone, just busted loose at the seams. And I received the Hollywood Prayer Network newsletter today, and it was very interesting, people. Do you need to get involved with the Hollywood Prayer Network? And she's going to tell you more about it. I'm going to let her tell you about it. But I was looking at it, and I was looking at how Hollywood Prayer Network is praying for Dustin Hoffman because it's, you know, the cancer. And then Kirsten Powers, who was a very big analyst on Fox News, has now accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. And that's important information for people to know, and I'll make sure that information gets out to people. But tell us about the Hollywood Prayer Network. You've done a lot of things. You just got back from Africa. Let's talk about what's happening in the Hollywood Prayer Network, what's happening in Hollywood, the real Hollywood, because you know it more than a lot of other people.
Oh, well, it's amazing what is happening in Hollywood. And what the biggest change that I've seen in the 12 years of the Prayer Network is not only people in Hollywood being more open to spiritual conversations and more hungry for spiritual answers, but Christians on the outside being less antagonistic about Hollywood, boycotting less, being less angry, and understanding that this is the world's most influential mission field, and this is a place we need to get serious about praying for, about sending solid Christians who have talent into this workplace, and to acknowledge it as a place that is not Sodom and Gomorrah, but it is Nineveh, and it can be redeemed, and we can take responsibility to make a difference in the place that's creating our culture, and saying, as Christians, we don't want to turn away and decide, oh, it's too evil, I have to run, but say, no, this is a place that needs our input, it needs our expertise,
yes,
as believers.
Absolutely.
To come in and be a part of creating culture, not fleeing from it. So that's been the most encouraging, getting more and more people to pray who say, oh, I get it. You know, we as churches can send missionaries around the world and feel really good about commissioning them and paying for them and praying for them. But then we suddenly hear ourselves say to someone who wants to come to Hollywood, oh, you should get a real job. And it's inconsistent. And so Christians are starting to hear themselves more and say, wait a minute, why is it any worse to go to Hollywood than it is to go to some tribe somewhere on the other side of the globe, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I've always felt that way about the mission field. It's like the mission field is here. As far
yes.
as, you know, I'm concerned. And, you know, when we were doing the post-Oscar showcase in Hollywood, you know, there was a major difference then because our whole agenda was to make sure people were cast and hired as producers, directors, actors, and screenwriters based on their ability, based on their qualifications,
yes.
not based on their race and things like that. And
exactly.
you know, a lot of people were Christians back then. This was in the mid-90s, so we were talking about people that were kind of starting to shy away from talking about their faith in God and stuff like that. But we were there to do it in action.
Exactly, and we're seeing it happening. And that's another change in Hollywood that I'm very encouraged by. My husband Jim and I were just at the premiere of The Butler, and it was a wonderful celebration with Lee Daniels and Oprah Winfrey and Forrest Whitaker, and then the whole community here, Harvey Weinstein, you know, people saying, this is an important story, and we want to come around it. And it, I thought it was a huge step. I thought it was fabulous.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even know that was a movie. I was just telling my husband about 3 weeks ago. I was like, there's always movies about maids. How come there's never been a movie about a butler?
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. And he was a butler to 5 presidents and had a real impact in the racial issue in America. And
wow.
And it's a father-son story. It's the son also having his impact. And there's a review in it, actually, in today's calendar section, right on the cover of the Los Angeles Times calendar section.
Okay,
Forrest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey lead a strong cast. You know, it's just...
it's amazing
we're seeing
what God is doing. Huh?
Breakthroughs, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we have to do as believers is to say, we see issues that need to change. We see parts of culture that have to change. We see people in our society who've got to get a different perspective. And my belief is the way we have to start doing that as a Christian community is to pray. You know, people came on board to pray for our government, to pray for our political leaders, our president. But we've got to get that same vigor and pray for Hollywood and pray for the people creating culture and film and television and music and internet and video games. This is
absolutely a crucial
part of culture.
Absolutely. That's the reason why God called me to media and stuff. That, you know, we're going to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel and the feature film so that young people can have a place to go without the restrictions. And seeing the perversion on MTV or VH1. I mean, I'm saying that they're not, there are people that are in the Christian community that are giving God messages on through commercials and stuff like that on those places. That's fine and good. But the message is so awful now that people are really cutting the cord from TV and stuff like that. So we have got to come in and really do something totally different, and that's what we're planning on doing with the launching of the Breaking News Journal TV channel, putting programs out there with all the good people that are like with Hollywood Prayer Network and directors and stuff like that, and getting the backing so that all of our producers will be at work all over the world, because we have producers and we have reporters all over the world as well, you know. And you have over 7,000 members in the Hollywood Prayer Network.
Oh, no, now we're about 15,000.
15,000 now?
Yeah.
15,000.
And those are
people
who represent churches and small groups and families. And so we're guessing that every month it goes out to about 25,000 people, but we have 15,000 on our mailing list, and but we need more. I mean, the email list that grew in 5 years to pray for our president and our Congress and our political leaders, it grew to 2 million people in 5 years, and unbelievable. And that's why I started this. I thought if I could get 2 million people praying for Hollywood, we could change the world, you know.
That's it.
And it's been so slow and such a battle. And I get letters from people saying, pray for Hollywood, please. People are dying in Iraq. There's still a spiritual battle toward the arts. that mm-hmm. Christians are.
Are you there? Karen? Well, you know, hello. Well, you know, I know that something could probably. She's in. If she's in her car, she seems like she's on her cell phone. If she's in her car, she will call back again. We'll see exactly what's happening there. Let's see what's going on here, folks. And this. Well, just keep on going. I was looking at the Hollywood prayer information that Karen sent over. I mean, it's some powerful stuff. I mean, we just received the actual newsletter, and there are so many people that the Hollywood Prayer Network is praying for. And, you know, in this session, and I believe that they have a whole lot. You're gonna need to definitely get involved with the Hollywood Prayer Network. And let me just tell you, just go to www.hollywoodprayernetwork.org. Again, www.hollywoodprayernetwork.org. Karen, if you're there and if you can hear me, let's try to call back in and see what we can get done. I tell you, Karen, this is the craziest thing. You have so much to offer and tell us and stuff like that. I don't know what happened, but we'll find out, okay? Call back. Okay, now here she is. She's calling back. Hello?
I have no idea what happened. I was on my landline, and I just lost you, and I have no dial tone, so I had to run and get my cell phone. I lost my phone line. That is the craziest thing.
I was just saying that's the craziest thing. I said, Karen, you know how that is. We're going to tell Sam he's a liar. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is exactly what we're talking about. It's like we're talking about Hollywood, and nobody wants Hollywood people to know that we need to be praying for Hollywood, and this is the reason why. They don't want that message out.
Yes, and anything that the enemy can do to stop that, he's doing, and we cannot let that happen. We have
Absolutely.
We should
be encouraged. And we're not. That's the reason why.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing. And literally, I have no phone. I have no dial tone on my phone now. Is that wild?
That is very wild. That's very wild. But see, that's the whole thing. And you know, and just for that, we're going to pick up 5 more minutes. I'm not going to even end it at 11:30. We're going to pick up 5 more minutes. We're going to tell the enemy you just messed up again. You know.
That's right. You did not win.
I want Karen, talk about. Some of the things, some of the people that I know that a lot of people are anonymous that are part of Hollywood Prayer Network, and that's important because when they need prayer, they don't need it all spread all over the world, you know.
Right.
But the kind of people that are involved in the Hollywood Prayer Network, are there business people involved? Are there like financiers, directors, and producers? I know that the directors and producers of The Lord of the Rings are part of the Hollywood Prayer Network, and a lot of other people that I don't know. So go ahead and share that information.
Well, we have everybody from people trying to get in the industry to people who are seasoned professionals and celebrities. We have all levels of people who know the need for prayer. We have people that are intrigued that don't even know the Lord that come on and get the email because they want to figure all this out. What does it mean? Why are people praying? You know, we have people who can't show up at public meetings because they would just be mobbed. And then we have people who can't pay their rent because they can't get the next job. It's every level. And that's the thing we realize as believers here, that Christians do make 2 mistakes with Hollywood. Mm-hmm. They either hate it and stay away and think it's evil, or they are so impressed with really idol worship of the celebrities and the red carpet and that they idolize it instead of realizing these are real people who need the Lord. And so either extreme isn't good, and we go out of our way to make sure that everybody feels equal, they know they're valued, and they know they're safe. And that's what we can offer that's that some other people can't.
That's a key word, though. You said safe. That's a very key word because that Hollywood, the celebrities and people that are in Hollywood, a lot of times never feel safe.
Never. They feel like somebody's always after them, that somebody wants something, that they can't be who they really are because they have to live up to an image. Or it's really not a safe place to be. And so we go out of our way to make sure people feel that way, that they know that if we're talking about prayer, we're talking about God, and we have to live our lives the way God would want us to, or we'd be the hypocrites, you know.
Absolutely. Now, the streets of Hollywood, when I left California, you know, the streets were just full of people, the kids that were homeless and that were in need, and they come from all over the world to try to get into the entertainment business, and a lot of times they end up on the streets. How does the Hollywood Prayer Network help that? And I know you guys just hit the streets of Hollywood just recently, so tell us about that.
We do prayer walks around the actual city of Hollywood. We work with other ministries who are on the streets. We reach out to people who are sucked into some of the cults. Scientology is actively trying to find these kids off the streets and drawing them in. And we're very active in working with other ministries and other organizations to say these poor kids trying to come out and make it big are just falling into all kinds of things, into homelessness, into drugs, into cults, into terrible living situations where they'll just compromise, practically sell their soul just to be able to, you know, live on the couch of some apartment in a terrible setting. Or, it's just really hard to everybody on the outside thinks that Hollywood is all glitz and glamour and opening premieres with red carpets. And really, it's a messy place. It really is. It's got a lot of broken people who are just trying to survive. And ironically, people are just trying to survive on any level. The people that are celebrities with lots of money and power, they're trying to survive without being absolutely hounded by the press, by paparazzi. They don't have any privacy. They're trying to raise their children in a way that's semi-normal, but it's not.
Like Halle Berry was doing, and she even had to leave the country.
Yes, look at that. She could not get any privacy. It's not a place that's just full of riches and blessings. It's honestly a curse to get celebrity on that level, and people don't realize it. The biggest mistake that people make is coming out here saying they want to be a famous actor or a famous director. That is all wrong. They should come out here wanting to be a great artist, wanting to be the best in their craft that they can be. And then if the fame happens, fine, but if it doesn't, that better not change their passion for their craft, you know. And so it's a draw. It's like Las Vegas.
Yeah. Funny you just say that. You're absolutely right. That's absolutely true. I got a question for you. There are a lot of ministries that have, like, how come all the publicists, like I said, we interview publicists and things like that within the last week. How come all the publicists that are Christians and all the ministry, the filmmakers and directors and all those kinds of people, how come they don't hook up together? Because, you know, my husband just brought to my attention today about an article about the Duck Dynasty crew, you know.
Oh,
and
is that
I think they should be a Yes, I mean, my Jace, my guy. They can have the nerve to put my guy out in the alleyway and send him down the street because he was asking for the restroom. But see, that's where we have got to understand. We don't know, you know. These guys don't. They have to treat everybody the same. And this guy was nice, as I understand, to Jace. But to take him to the back alley to the field that because of the way he had his beard or whatever the case may be, that he didn't fit inside that. You know, that beautiful hotel or whatever. You know, these guys are making more money and getting more viewers than anybody in Hollywood and anybody on TV. And they had the nerve to do that. But that shows you, you know, what has to be done. And I believe that's going to minister to that guy because that's a praying family. That family is a very praying family. They love God, and their daddy is a minister and stuff like that. And I said all of that to say, you know, these guys need to, we all need to be working together. You know, where, you know, they, these guys are, you know, they're in Louisiana. You know, they don't care anything about except for serving God and shooting their rifles and everything else. But we all need to be able to have that link to one another and support one another. How do you think that can come about? Because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of ministries, but nobody is hooked up with each other. Look at what happened with Kirk Cameron. I mean, they're trying to squash his movie so he can't, so his movie can't be seen. I was talking to his publicist the other day, and, you know, we're going to have him on Breaking News Journal. I hope when his movie comes out on the 20-something of September, and we're going to try to have him on Breaking News Journal. That's what they're trying to arrange right now. But he's only going to have that movie, Unstoppable, one night at Liberty University in Virginia. There's no other place he can have it because all the social media is shutting him down. What do you say about stuff like that?
Well, I say the first thing is it's spiritual battle, that
yes.
the enemy does not want us lifted up or we have too much power. We would control the world if we were in control of the of
yes.
creating culture. So
yes.
we have to be aware. People who don't, who aren't believers don't have an adversary. And so you wonder why everything goes well and well, they don't have anybody fighting them. They have the adversary encouraging them. We have a specific enemy trying to stop us from having an impact. The
yes.
second thing is we are not willing as Christians to put our faith first. In Hollywood, many, many times, people are good believers of the Lord, but they don't want to jeopardize their career or they don't want to give up names of people that, you know, could maybe are their contacts, not somebody else's.
Yeah.
And so we're not as giving a community to each other. For instance, because Hollywood is set up in a way where the celebrities, even Duck Dynasty, for Pete's sake, they become distant. You can't get to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like suddenly they're untouchables.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Christian community needs to do is to say, you know what, I'm going to go out of my way to connect these people with somebody.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to do it because I know the ways of the Lord will benefit all of us. But Christians don't think that way. They think,
well, that's
well,
what I'm getting ready
to
do. That's what I'm getting ready to do because Breaking News Journal, we have people that listen to Breaking News Journal that are secular, they're in the world and stuff, as well as Christians and other people. We're able to reach through that just like you would probably be able to do with the Hollywood Prayer Network because it's Hollywood. But, you know, we're
right.
able to do that, and what I want to do is have, and I know God is telling me to do it, is to be able to have that link for everybody to be able to communicate and be able to have access to one another and not be fearful. Because, yeah, there are people that need jobs. There are people
right.
that are good, but the people need to know it. I mean, hey, when we hire someone, what do? We do a casting. So when you do a
That's
casting,
it.
You find out who can do or fits whatever project that you have. What is the fear in that?
Well, the fear is really, it's being afraid that they're going to lose out on their own gain. And that's what we have to die to self about. People
mm-hmm.
think if they give up their own contacts, it will harm them and their career and their advancement and their future. Instead of saying, you know what, it's more important to look at my life from a Christ-like perspective and know that if I am willing to share my contacts, if I'm willing to give up my own advancement to be a part of a community that could change the world, we will all be better off. But that's a hard place to be. That's a hard
mm-hmm.
place, especially in an industry where who you know is what counts.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yesterday, Breaking News Journal, we were given a minute-to-minute account of a guy in Montana who's on the Indian reservation, and he just sold his soul to the Lord. And he knew he was, you know, he disciplined his child the way the Bible said to discipline your children. And
mm-hmm.
because he and his wife had, he's black, his wife is American Indian, Lakota tribe, and he spanked the child, and the child that they had was a foster child and who was white skinned. They wanted to give him 40 years in prison for that. And he spent Christmas in jail, and they reduced it to 6 months. And so he had to go to see if he was going to have the sentencing yesterday. Well, they put him in jail. But one of the things that happened to him, he said, Ruth, I had him on Breaking News Journal. I'm going to send you the radio program I did with him. And I want you to really listen to this. And what he said was, he said, I am serving the Lord. He said, I can't do anything about this, my skin color. Because they told him, the Lakota, the tribes said that, you know, you're not even Indian. We don't care what you are or what happens to you. And they told him, get this, you're not going to even believe this. The state of Montana told him if he renounced his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they would drop the charges. And in Montana, the tribal council told her, because she's Lakota Indian, and she goes before them in 4 months, they told her if she divorces her black husband, and if she renounces her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then they would drop the charges against her.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is so evil. It's so evil. And we as Christians have got to decide what is more important, my own personal life or living for the Lord, and what am I willing to give up for that?
Absolutely, and that's what he said. He said, you know what, I'm not going to get, he said, there's no way I'm going to renounce my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so you just put me in jail, ready. He said, served time in prison. He said, and he kept on ministering, and this guy, Keith Andrews Edmondson, you can put that on your prayer list.
Yes.
He's a mighty man of God, and God is going to really use him because he stood strong. He was impeccably dressed when he went to court yesterday. His wife was, you know, knowing that they might, you know, be in a financial stretch because he's in jail, so that he's the breadwinner of the household. And so now, she's putting all this on God. And I told her, because she was an alcoholic and she was an abuser before she met Jesus, I said, we will be praying for you. We will be trying to find resources for you so you don't have to worry about anything. We're going to do that. We're going to work on that. You know what I'm saying? And so she is feeling more better because she could easily drop into drugs or alcohol again, and we're saying, we're not going to let our sister go. We're not going to let her suffer. And this is where we all have to be around each other to help each other and support each other. Because, you know, when I was a coordinating producer for the Post-Oscar Showcase, a lot of the people wouldn't go to Sandra because, you know, they didn't like her for one reason or another. But they would come to me. I would counsel them. I would pray with them. I would tell them, you know, I would, you know, make them feel comfortable. Now, she was doing her business. She was she's a pro. So she was always doing her job well. But she didn't have a tolerance for nonsense.
Yep.
You know,
and
God would help me, you know, keep the crew together because they were ready to walk out at any given time. And she would say, Ruth, you're the only one that can talk to him, so talk to him, you know. So I would talk to him and stuff like that. And that's how, the enemy again. You know, it's like people get puffed up or whatever the case may be, and, you know, and they don't understand. It's like you got to do the job. Don't try to say, I'm a professional actress. I'm a professional director, and you can't tell me this and any other. Well, you can get kicked on the street, you know what I'm saying? And we want to prevent that because you have talent.
That's right. Yes.
You know,
no, that's it. Oh, my gosh, it's true. And it's the same thing here. We have to realize with each other the battle and to say, what are we willing to really give up for the bigger cause?
Mm-hmm. For the bigger cause. You know, I sold my soul to the Lord, you know, so that's it. So whatever has to happen because we're working right now. Oh, and I want to ask you this because this is very, very important. I don't know if you're aware. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there is a big move in the government to sexualize and even homosexualize our children in the public, any kind of government-funded school.
Oh, absolutely. I see that in the public schools in L.A., yes.
Yeah, and so we're working to try to find avenues where churches can open up their doors to their sanctuaries during the week, and we can have educators come in and give them their academics and then bring people, specialists, like people from Hollywood or people though who are actresses. We have people who are Kylie Basuti, who was a Victoria's Secret fashion model, and all of them, they're on board what we're doing and stuff for the launch the TV channel. But we're trying to, you know how you have guest speakers come into the schools? We want to be able to give the kids a real grassroots heartland godly source to get information about, and so that they can grow and stuff like that. Because this sexualizing of the kids in the schools from the Department of Education is absolutely despicable. So I would like for you to keep us in prayer as we open those doors. And if you know any pastors that are willing to open up their doors during the week around Hollywood or not anywhere around the world, I'll get that information over to you so you understand what I'm talking about and pray about mm-hmm. it and get these to the pastors. And if they're wanting to come on board, I'll give them the information so that they can be vetted to make sure that they really mean business, so that we can get these kids out of the public school system and give them a quality, godly education.
Right, right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you're doing a good thing, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I thank you so much for having me on this. This is amazing. I would love to just tell people if they would go to hollywoodprayernetwork.org and click on join. There are eight different ways that we are actively reaching out to people. One is by our monthly email, to get that every month and to know how to be praying that month for different issues and people and projects in Hollywood. The second thing is to be a prayer partner. We need prayer partnerships. We need Christians on the outside to be willing to take on a Christian industry professional and to just pray for them. Mm-hmm. And we have over 1,600 prayer partnerships now. And we want to get everybody in Hollywood prayed for by somebody on the outside. So mm-hmm, that's a way mm-hmm. to get involved. And it's great mm-hmm. for both people. The person on the outside gets to learn more about how Hollywood works, mm-hmm. and the people on the inside feel like someone actually cares about them and is praying
absolutely,
for them.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Look, I want you to give that information again, because people do need to become partners, and they need to become members of and contribute also to the Hollywood Prayer Network. Please, guys, give donations and stuff to the Hollywood Prayer Network so they can do their job and their work. You know, we're all in this thing together. We all have different parts, but we're all in this thing together. Unless she is in the body of Christ, and what she is doing is for the furtherance of the gospel in film and media. And we're all in media, most of the people that are here in news or whatever, but we need to work together. And so and give that information again. And any other story that you have, I've given you a few extra minutes, so I want you to talk about anything you want to talk about.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll tell you a story of somebody who I got to know who was they were a producer-director team, didn't know mm-hmm. the Lord, mm-hmm. just did exploitative films that nobody needs to see. They'd go straight to mm-hmm. video, they'd be R-rated, they'd be useless, mm-hmm. but they made lots of money at them. Mm-hmm. And we just built a relationship. And that's the thing, to pray for people and then to build a relationship. And slowly they started noticing that Jim and I were different. And we got a chance to tell them about who we are and what we believe. Mm-hmm. And so they asked Jim then to do the music on their next movie. And Jim had to turn it down because he was not building a relationship to just get work from them. He mm-hmm. was uncomfortable with the type of movies that they made. Mm-hmm. He wanted to build a relationship to let them know about the love of the Lord. Well, mm-hmm. when he turned them down, they were blown away. They said, no one's ever turned down a movie before. Why would you do that? Everybody takes work here. What does this mean? Are we not moral people? So they mm-hmm. took the weekend and just flipped out a little bit and thought, why would this turn us down? What's the problem? And on Monday morning, she called me and said, I think it's because you believe in God, and I want to learn more about that. Would you get together and tell me about it?
Ooh, hallelujah.
And
wow.
What it takes in a place like Hollywood or anywhere is to believe that God and his love is more powerful than anything we could do. And if we just show up and pray for the people who are impacting culture and then make ourselves available to just love them and not judge them, but just live our lives committed to the Lord, he will use that to change people's lives. And it happens over and over again in Hollywood.
It absolutely does. Boy, that is real. That is spellbinding to me. I mean, but that's the way it works. You know, not just to have a job and to say, oh, I want to do what Hollywood does, but be able to stand strong is vitally important. Tell us about your family. All of your family is involved in what you're doing. Am I correct?
Yes, we are. My husband's a composer. He writes music for films and television shows. He's got a show on the air now called Last Shot with Judge Gunn, which is a court, drug court reality show.
Mm-mm.
And I'm a producer. I produce specials and documentaries. And then we have two sons, Christopher and Cameron, and they are both young filmmakers, and they make films all the time. We make a family summer film together. We've done 7 years in a row of making films as a family. And we just, they look at themselves as the next generation of missionaries in Hollywood. And we are just committed to be creative, to use our skill and craft to please others, to please God, and to have fun. And then we want to be used by the Lord along the way in people's lives. So the four of us are all in this together.
See, that's the way it should be, a family thing. It draws you closer to the Lord. It draws you closer to each other. And before we leave, I saw one of the things on the newsletter about Kirsten Powers. Do you know the backstory about what happened to her, how she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior?
Yes, she got to know some people on the East Coast through a speaking engagement that they reached out to her, and they're believers. One of them is a wonderful man who wrote a great book on Bonhoeffer. His name is Eric Metaxas. And he is a speaker and a writer, and he got to know her and recommended going to Tim Keller's church, Redeemer, in New York City. And she started going to this church there. It's a big church with a lot of creative people, and just started hearing the Word of God, and she was strongly against it when she first started. But because of the personal relationships to people she respected, and because of listening to the Word of God in a way that was truthful and powerful, it just wore her down, and she didn't want it to happen. That's the interesting thing. She did not want to be one of those Christians that she had known about so negatively, you know. But she couldn't help it because God just melted her heart, and she is fully committed now.
See, and you know what, people? She used to be, she was an analyst and a very liberal analyst on news television. And now her life has turned around. And that's because she saw an example. No matter how she tried to get around it, she saw the example of the Lord Jesus Christ being displayed without trying to push her into it. It was just that she was seeing that. And that's the reason why she was.
Yeah.
So she was turning. That's what it takes. That's exactly what it takes.
The love of somebody who doesn't judge, but who just wants to be used by God.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Look, Dr.
And
Karen,
we should do that anywhere.
Yes, we should. And you know what? I'm going to have you back on Breaking News Journal. I'm going to have you on just before the holidays so that you can give us an update on what's happening with the Hollywood Prayer Networker. And then, you know, and then we have to, maybe before Christmas or the New Year's, maybe the whole family can get on and just talk, you know.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. Yeah. Well, you know, you know what? Hey, I'm the boss on this, so I can do whatever I want to do, right?
There you go. That's right.
You know, making an open door for other people and stuff like that. That's what Breaking News Journal is about. So listen, it has been an honor having you on. I know you're busy and you have to get back to work and doing everything that you've been doing, going to Africa and making film documentaries and all those good old things, whatever you're going to be doing. But it was an honor having you on today, and we will have you back, my sister. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, and you too, Ruth. Bless you and your ministry, and I appreciate being a part of it.
You know what, and I'll get this radio program over to you as soon as it loads up, and I'll get it to you, and you can put it on the website or whatever you want to do so people can listen to it and learn more about your email list. They can learn more about what it is that you're doing in just one shot.
I would love it. You do that, and I'll get it going. And bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you, too. You be blessed, and have a great day. And tell Lisa I look forward to meeting her one day, and we'll have a good time. All right, Gary, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end with Hotel Rwanda as we end up the Breaking News Journal Hollywood session of Breaking News Journal. In other words, this was Hollywood Week, and we are ending it with that's from the Hotel Rwanda, guys.
wonder, oh, yeah, yeah. We wonder, oh, yeah. They said many have called, a few were chosen, but I wish some wasn't chosen. But the blood's still in every wonder, yeah. They said we shot you, shock in a go. Thrown in the fire, but you never get burned. But I wish some didn't get burned in Rwanda. They said the man is judged according to his words. So tell me, Africa, what's your word? There's no money, no diamonds, no fortune on this planet that can repeat Rwanda, Rwanda, Rwanda. Africa, be the United States of Africa. Rwanda, and if England is the United Kingdom, then why can't Africa unite all the kingdoms and become the United Kingdom of Africa? Rwanda, 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 Rwanda. Yeah. Yeah. These are the cries of the children. Yeah. Rwanda, Rwanda. Can anybody out there hear our cries?